prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be performing our physical culture radio episode with my co-host, Brooks Kubik, as we talk about the name of today's show is You've Got No Guts, Kid, and you're going to have to listen to find out what that means. Then we're going to change it up. This is going to be a really interesting discussion with Sarah Johnson and Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld. Could bisphenol A, BPA, be causing bad parenting behavior? I promise you, this is going to be a really interesting discussion, so you'll want to stick around for the second half of today's show. We have to thank our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceuticals, and All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about All American EFX Sports. But without further ado, I must play...
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
The flame is smoldering in his chalk-covered, sweaty hands, Brooks Kubik. How are you doing, Brooks?
Doing good, Carl. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic.
Hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm 57 years old today. 57, so there you go. Still counting. This is going to be an interesting discussion. Before we get into it, I just wanted to mention that you now have 9, correct, Kindle ebooks available?
Correct.
And you have been kind enough to place a link on my Facebook wall where people can click one link and see all 9 of them. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the link for today's show, episode 1656, which is... pretty good, actually. 1656 is a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
You always ask about that, and there's so many now that I lose track. So I put a link up that's got all of them, and people can just go and take a look, browse around, see what seems most interesting to them, or what they need to add to the collection. And the other thing that people can do is look at the reviews and, you know, read the reviews, rate the reviews.
Write a review if you've already read one of the books.
Yeah. The reviews really help, you know, because there are lots of people out there who know about dinosaur training, know about Brooks Kubik, but there are a lot of people who don't. And if they see a review and somebody says, hey, you know, I've been reading his stuff for many years, it's great, love it, really helpful, found this useful, you know, whatever. I mean, that's obviously good information for people to know. And it, you know, will definitely encourage them to give one of the books a try.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the 9-Up Lineup, we're calling it for today's show, grab one of the 9-Up Lineup Kindle ebooks from Brooks Kubik. And also, don't forget to go to brookskubik.com and visit his website frequently for all the greatest information on physical culture in general, which really, the discussion today, we're going to take it a little further, is a result of a blog post that he has. So let's start. Talk about the person who said... or the person who received the statement, you've got no guts, kid. Talk about this story. It's very, very inspiring.
Okay. Well, long time ago, long time ago, there was a kid, a bookworm, captain of the chess team, not exactly what you would think of as top-grade, world-class athletic material. But he loved to swim. And so he went out for the swimming team. They had a swimming team in his high school. Problem was, he had trouble making a proper turn in the swimming pool in competition. You know, you go and you flip over and push off the side of the pool. Well, for some reason, he had trouble doing that. And that meant that even though he was a good swimmer and even though he worked hard in practice, he just couldn't cut it when it came to a competition. And his swim coach was one of these old school, old fashioned coaches who was really kind of a fairly mean SOB, to put it bluntly.
Why do some people believe in order to be an effective coach, you have to be a mean SOB to push people to their max?
I don't know, but I'm reminded of Olympic weightlifting coach Jim Schmitz, who went to college on a football scholarship. And I remember listening to an interview where he was asked, what did you learn from your football coaches when you were in college? What did you learn from your coaches? And his immediate response was, I learned I didn't want to be that kind of a coach.
And you know what? And I say this to my own children as it relates to parenting. But it's also true of the people that you meet in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you either learn what to become or what not to become from your parents and the people you meet in your life.
That's a very good insight. And, you know, for those of us who were, you know, who are very active in sports when we're younger, those coaches really make an impression. And, you know, I think things are better than they used to be, but, you know, I remember growing up, we had some coaches who were great, and we had some coaches who, you know, really weren't. They were kind of the other kind, and, you know, there were a lot of kids who dropped out of sports because they didn't like the coach. So, you know, these things are important. They make a difference. And they made a difference in the life of the young man that we're talking about, because the swim coach started to really get down on him. And one day, the coach just totally lost it, and he said, kid, forget it. You'll never be a swimmer. You've got no intestinal fortitude.
Mm.
You know what that means?
No guts.
You've got no guts.
Right.
So there it is. Coach says to him right in his face, you've got no guts. So, that's the end of the swimming career.
I mean, the kid just gave up.
At that point, when your swim coach says you've got no guts,
you got nowhere else to go.
That's it. Swimming is over for you. So that door closes. But he found another sport, wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. And it turned out that he was a really good wrestler. 12 years later, he's representing the United States in the 1948 Olympic Games in London in wrestling.
Wow. Talk about, what do you mean he has no guts?
yeah. Well, and it gets better, because he's going through the matches, he's winning every match, but in the semifinal match, he suffers a really bad injury, a very severe muscle and tendon tear in his chest. And if you think about it, I mean, you know, a muscle and tendon tear anywhere in your body is a really bad thing if you're a wrestler, because wrestling involves your entire body. But pec tendon tear, for a wrestler, I mean, you know, you're using your chest constantly.
Right.
Every upper body move involves your chest and shoulders.
Right.
So, you know, this is crippling. And the other problem, of course, is with something like that, you basically can't breathe anymore. You know,
I understood the challenges as a wrestler who spends a lot of time being supported by his arms and chests and shoulders, but I didn't think about the breathing part. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, this is a real problem. So his coach actually tells him, and he goes on to win the match. He wins the match even with this injury. And afterwards, he is scheduled to be in the gold medal match, the final match to win the or lose the Olympic gold medal. And his injury is so severe that his Olympic wrestling coach tells him, forfeit. You can't do it. Don't even go out. Don't even try. Just forfeit. And he looks the coach in the eye and he says, no way. and he goes into the match wrapped up like a mummy. You can just picture this. You know, this is 1948.
Right.
You know, and athletic tape and sports medicine are in their infancy, and they just wrap bandages all around him. I mean, he must have been a sight to see. He's up against, obviously, one of the very best wrestlers in the entire world. And he's got this severe injury, and he's wrapped tight as can be. And, of course, being wrapped that tight around the chest and torso,
that's restrictive of breathing and everything else.
Exactly. I mean, you know, this is virtually an impossible situation, which is why his coach said,
give it up.
He ended up winning. He won the Olympic gold medal. Beat up like that. And this is the guy, the swim coach, 12 years earlier, looks him in the face and says to him, kid, you got no guts.
Right.
No guts? I don't think so. His name was Henry Wittenberg, and he was one of the greatest amateur wrestlers of all time.
Who was the coach?
It's funny you would ask, Carl, because no one remembers the coach's name.
Right. How fitting.
Yeah. We all remember Henry Wittenberg. No one remembers the coach.
So do you think that the fact that he was told that he did not have what it took actually motivated him to work harder? Is it fair to assume, or is it logical to assume that in his case, he was motivated by being told no, where some people are demotivated by being told no?
He must have been motivated by being told very bluntly, you've got no guts. Which, I mean, you know, think about it. Back then, I mean, this is 1936 when this happened. That's about the worst thing that you could say to a teenage boy.
Yeah, because a man was a man was a man back then. You know, you had to be strong. You had to be ready to fight. We had world wars going on at that time. I mean, men were not the men of today. In fact, society embraced strong men back then, where today strong men are, you know, hostile, dangerous, and what's the word I'm looking for? Antisocial.
Politically incorrect.
Yes. Being a man is being a man is politically incorrect today. You're absolutely right.
Well, and that's a whole nother show. That would be a great show because we could talk a very long time about that. But to your question, I think the very fact that we know this story and we heard it from Henry Wittenberg, which means he shared the story years later. And so it must have been a very traumatizing, but also very motivating thing to have happened.
But you know what I think of before we go into this break? And mm-hmm. we can explore this more on the other side, but I also want to explore the concept of you telling yourself you have no guts, because I think there's a lot more people out there who are convinced that they don't have it, more so than people who are being told that they don't have it. But in this case here, it's reminiscent of the Charles Atlas ads in the back of comic books when we were kids, where the puny guy gets sand kicked in his face and the girl is whisked away by the muscular guy, and then this puny guy becomes even more muscular, comes back and knocks the guy down and takes the girl back. It's that motivation of being that generation was actually motivated by being told what they could not do.
And do you remember the headline for that famous ad?
No, I don't.
The insult that made a man out of Mac.
Yes, there you go. So that proves what we're saying.
Yeah.
So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to go ahead and take our commercial break now. And when we come back, let's explore this a little deeper about if you are being told no by things in life, they could be people, they could be circumstances, how to harness that and turn it into the power to reach your goals. But more importantly, we're going to also get into, are you the one actually telling yourself no? And the world is just echoing what you're telling yourself. This is Physical Culture Radio, and physical culture starts in the mind, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
That was actually Brooks Kubik laughing in the background at the coach who told, what was his name?
Henry Wittenberg.
Henry Wittenberg, that he had no guts. That's the universe laughing at him, actually. All right, so, you know, I think a lot of people are being told no. Not just by people, but by circumstances, right? You know, they're trying to do something. Maybe it's get a job. Maybe it's build more muscle, lose some body fat. And things aren't working out in their favor, and they take that as a no, not as, and when I say no, they take it as a definite, universal no, as opposed to just not this way. You're not going to get it this way. So there's other ways to look at it. And there are people out there who are telling them no. Coaches, I have to tell a story, and I hope I'm not going to mention any names, but I know a girl who was told by a very, very popular, coach who trains fitness and figure competitors that she just didn't have what it took to be a fitness or figure competitor. And it was very
similar to the Henry Wittenberg story.
Yes. And, you know, it was very, very disheartening for this person to hear that. Like, there's a lot of people out there who are actually saying the words. It's not just implied by the universe. Sometimes there's people out there saying, look, you're just never going to be there. You're never going to be it. So just don't even bother wasting your time. How do you take those words and make them less important than what you believe to motivate yourself?
Well, I think part of it starts with internal motivation versus external motivation.
Yes.
And if you are doing something because you want to do it, you are passionate about it, whatever it is, you go into it with full commitment, and you're absolutely looking for what you need to do to achieve your dream, whatever the dream is. That's different than doing something to make your coach happy, make your parents happy, make your teacher happy, make your boss happy, make your spouse happy, whatever. You know, when it's external motivation, it's different. And
well, there is no such thing as external motivation. In fact, that's why the word motivation comes from the word motive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking this up because I know it, but I don't want to blow it. That what the word motive means is a reason for doing something that is hidden or not obvious. Now think about that. You're doing something that is hidden from others, not obvious to others, which means it has to begin in you.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be somebody saying to you, you know what? You've got the genetics to be a bodybuilder. You've got the genetics to be a power lifter. And you going, okay, I'll try it. I'll do it because someone else told me. It has to come from within. And that's why I have a problem with all of this motivational memes where people are just showcasing what they've done. Look, I did it so you can too. No, that's not – that may be good to keep you on track, but it's never going to put you on track. You must put you on track. You must be motivated. In fact, we've talked about this on the show. I believe you and I have talked about this in the past. But maybe what you think you want isn't really what you want. And that's why you're not motivated, because you must be motivated from within, which means that nothing from without or from outside can derail you from that.
It's burning desire. You know, you mentioned something, you know, earlier. You said I had the flames of physical culture burning in my chalk covered hands.
Right, right.
Remember that?
Right.
You know,
right.
But I mean, you were using the flame metaphor, and that's really what it is. It is a burning desire, and that is, bottom line, the most critical element of success in any endeavor is having that burning desire. And if you have that burning desire and someone in a position of authority or responsibility says you can't do it, what you do is you say, okay, you can't help me do it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I can't do it. You know, because, really, when a coach says to somebody, you don't have what it takes to be a bodybuilder, a fitness competitor, or a weightlifter,
power lifter, Olympic lifter,
or whatever.
Anything. Right, right.
When they say you don't have what it takes, what they really mean is, I, the coach, do not have the ability, the knowledge, the skill to help you achieve what you want to achieve.
In fact, you should say that to somebody who tells you no. You should, if someone ever says to you, look, you're wasting your time trying to do this. Look at Muggsy Malone, the littlest guy in the NBA. He jumps higher than 7-footers, right? But when someone tells you you don't have it, what you need to do is you have to have the courage of your convictions to look them in the eye and go, no, I got it. You just can't see it. I feel sorry for you. And move on. That's what you have to do. But we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, are you the one that's telling yourself this? I love the analogy that you just used about fire, because what is something that has been used to imply motivation? You got to have fire in your belly. Remember hearing that when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because fire is energy. You need to have energy. And I want to talk about a couple other words that have a meaning to this, too. In the meantime, go to brookscubic.com to learn more about Brooks if you don't know about him, and go to amazon.com and search for Brooks Cubic Kindle eBooks and learn what real physical culture is all about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about something that is building into a discussion that I'm going to have in the near future on this show. This particular discussion today is going to be with Sarah Johnson and Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld about a study they just published looking at the effects of BPA on parenting. And could BPA, and for that matter, endocrine disruptors in general, actually be at the root of many bad parenting behaviors? This is going to be some game-changing discussions we're going to have on the show, starting with this one here. Okay, so I want to talk more about, for a moment, motivation. Because motivation that you get from outside yourself, from external sources, is fleeting and temporary. But the motivation that you get from inside of yourself lasts forever and can overcome even the negative views or viewpoints of other people. So learning to want something bad enough to feel the drive internally is really the key here. And I want to talk about a word that has its origin in both Latin and Middle English from the mid-1700s, and that is the word inspire. When you inspire, you are actually breathing or blowing into something. It's interesting that the word inspire has both the meaning to provide the spirit of something into someone else as well as to breathe in, because it was once thought that breath was the spirit. That's why we say God bless you when someone sneezes, because it was thought that your spirit, your soul, was trying to escape the body. You've heard that, right, Brooks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's long been understood that motivation and inspiration are one and the same. They come from inside you. Now, you can motivate other people, but only if they are wanting that motivation. You can't motivate someone who doesn't believe that they have it in them to do something that they don't believe they have in them. By the same token, you cannot tell someone that they cannot do something when they know inside themselves that they can, even if they're being faced with obstacles that they haven't figured out how to get around yet. What do you think of that?
I think that's very true, and I think it's one of the really important lessons from old school physical culture, because old school physical culture began with somebody seeing the results that someone else had gotten from training and thinking to themselves, number one, that's what I want. And number two, I can do that. And basically, the thinking was this. If he can do it, I can do it. And I just saw a very interesting example of that in an old issue of Strength and Health yesterday. Harry Pashal, at age 45 or 50, was looking back to when he was a young man and began training. And he picked up a copy of the advertisement for the barbell set that he responded to when he ordered his first barbell set, when he was just 14 or 15. And this was back before World War I. I mean, you know, this was in the days when hardly anyone lifted weights, hardly anyone knew about it. None of his friends in this, you know, nobody thought that this was a good idea other than Harry Pashal. Okay?
Right.
So he gets this, he has this advertisement in a magazine, and, you know, it says, you will double your strength, you will gain so many pounds of muscle, you will be able to run 5 miles without feeling tired, you will be able to work all day without feeling tired, you will be able to, you know, swim a mile, you know, jump over a 5-foot fence. There were all these promises that were made in the advertisement. So later in life, he goes back and he looks at that and he says, well, let's see. They said that I'd be able to run 5 miles without feeling tired, and guess what? That happened. And they said I'd be able to lift 200 pounds overhead, and guess what? That happened. And they said I'd be able to lift 150 pounds with one hand overhead, and guess what? That happened. And, you know, and he starts ticking off all of these things in the advertisement, and he managed to achieve all of them, which is a really interesting example of, you know, someone seeing something that motivates them in ways no one else would ever think were possible. And the kid absolutely believes it to the point of completely believing what they say I'm going to achieve in this advertisement is exactly what I'm going to achieve. And he did, you know, which is a very interesting example of how people looked at things back then. There was much less cynicism.
Right.
You know, today you look at an advertisement, you say, "Yeah, but
it's BS." Well, that's because the advertising industry as a whole has betrayed us. They betrayed us with doublespeak and trick talk, and we find out that. The Wizard of Oz, when we look behind the curtain, they're full of baloney. I mean, look at the exposure of fat loss products when we found out that the before and after pictures were actually reverse. These people were in fantastic shape. They took pictures of them, and then they put on weight, and they took pictures of them, and they flipped them, and they said, this is the before and after picture. So the reality is that lots of the lack of believability today that you can do the things that people are saying can be done can be attributed to the lies and distrust that the advertising industry has produced through supplement sales and so on.
That's absolutely true. And in physical culture, you've got a couple of problems that sort of hit at the same time, and they really caused people to become very cynical. One was the development of anabolic steroids and the use of anabolic steroids by top bodybuilders and weightlifters, which was concealed from the general public. And instead, we were told it's the supplements. And remember, we're talking about 1950-style, 1960-style supplements, which were about as useless as trying to eat sand.
Right.
In fact, sand probably would have been better.
Yes, because a lot of the protein powders back then were undigestible.
Yeah. Right. I mean, quite literally, if no one knows what we're talking about, they're lucky. But if you experienced that stuff firsthand, you know exactly what we're talking about. So, you know, first of all, you have the drug use, which was concealed. Then you have all the supplements and, you know, gain a pound a day, lose a pound a day, you know, all this stuff. And then the third thing that you had, you've got the supplements, you've got the
drugs, the steroids,
and then you have the isometric craze. And, you know, gain 2% in strength every week, week after week, with 6 seconds of exercise a day or 60 seconds a day, isometric exercise, the big fad.
And that's still going on today because there's ads out there called the 5-day fix. And, you know, just train for 5 minutes a day and be ripped. And these are all lies that gullible people fall prey to. But what I want to do is we're talking about a lot of negative stuff, but I want to talk about why physical culture is actually different than that. Why you can believe physical culture. And I'm talking about physical culture. I'm talking about weightlifting. I'm talking about people who go into the gym and toil against the iron. You can believe them. They are different than the supplement industry and the weight loss industry. And this is why there should be more people following what we talk about on this show than any of that other BS out there. But you're going to have to stay tuned to get that on the other side. Stay tuned.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Brooks has no idea that I was going to do this. Okay? Now I'm going to make an amazingly strong case for why, like the ad says during the break, the courses and books produced by Brooks Kubik are the best alternative. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, all those ads, the 15-minute workout, the 20-day fix, you know, the be shredded in 15 hours, all that stuff, they always have disclaimers. These results may vary. These results are not typical. They always say that. Because they know that a small percentage of people respond properly. The rest of them are not going to respond the same way. So we need to have disclaimers and disclosures. The other thing we know is, as we said a moment ago, and that is we have been lied to and we distrust these messages. If you have a brain in your head, you're at least skeptical. Right, Brooks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stick with me here.
Okay.
But here's something that does not lie. The weights don't lie. When a guy says, I can bench press 250 pounds, he can't fib on that. He can't say, yeah, look, I got shredded, in 15 days when he really took 3 years to get there and then fattened up for an after picture, a before picture. It's either you lift the weight or you don't. And if you focus on physical culture, if you focus on gaining strength, flexibility, endurance, the things that we focus on in physical culture, you will get all the other things. You'll get the beach body. Results won't vary. Now, the time may vary on how long it takes you, but you can be guaranteed the results won't vary. We're not going to lie to you and say that you're going to increase your bench press by 50% in 10 days. You may if you're a newbie. But if you're already up at the top range of your strength, it may take longer. But can you increase your bench press by 50%? Absolutely. And humans have done it and proven that. That's the other thing I wanted to say. So it takes people to break records in order for people to break records. It took a guy to bench 800 pounds for a guy to bench 850. took a guy to bench 850 to, for a guy to bench 9. We build on the human consciousness of achievement. Otherwise, we'd all be benching 1,000 pounds already, but we just don't believe we can do it until we see somebody else do it. And where do you see that stuff going on? Where do you see somebody who looks ripped and muscular and can run a 40 in seconds and squat 600 pounds? You see that in physical culture. You don't see that in the 5-day workout or the 15-minute fix. You don't see that stuff there. You see people who are promoting it. But it's not believable. But it is believable when you live the life of physical culture. And that is why you can be inspired when you live the life of physical culture. Because that comes from within, because the belief is strong. We see other people doing it all the time. It's not something that only happens on commercials with the subtext. Your results may vary. Now, so this is a real reason to buy books and courses by Brooks Cubic, because you can trust the results won't vary if you stick to the program. Thank you. Now, you can step in.
Well, I'm not sure how I'm going to top that, Carl. That was that was well said, and that was very humbling. But you know, you hit the nail on the head, and what I've always tried to do is to share with people what really works for real people living in the real world. And not, you know, not try to throw something out there that's impossible, but to share things that work. And to try to cultivate a mentality, try to help people cultivate a mentality of, I can do it. You know, I can do it. Brooks did it. Other people who've read his books and courses have done it.
Yes.
If they can do it, I can do it. And let me real quickly jump back to Henry Wittenberg, because as we've had this conversation, I thought of something very important that I need to share about it. Henry Wittenberg was one of the first amateur wrestlers in the United States, and really one of the first amateur athletes to use weightlifting and weight training in a very serious way. And he was so strong at the time that he won the Olympic gold medal in wrestling, he was so strong, he worked out with the Olympic weightlifting team. And they actually, they watched him lift, and they were surprised at how strong he was. I mean, he was almost world-class weightlifter strong. And I've actually talked to some members of the U.S. Olympic team who saw, weightlifting team, who saw him training in 1948, and they corroborate that. They were there, and they saw it. Guy was strong. Here's the thing. His wrestling coach wouldn't let the wrestlers lift weights.
Mm-hmm.
Because back then they all thought
muscle bound.
Right. Okay. So Henry Wittenberg had to do it in secret by himself. But he was so convinced that it would work that it did. And when it did, and when he was a world and later an Olympic champion, he confessed to his coach.
Could you imagine? Confessed.
Let me tell you what I've been doing. And at that point, the coach had no alternative other than to say, Henry, keep on doing what you're doing.
And teach everybody else.
Teach the other wrestlers. But here's the thing. Because he did that, weight training became a very accepted part of training for wrestlers.
I'll be darned.
And it all goes back to this one guy who decided to do it. And I just realized in our conversation, the swim coach told him no, and he didn't listen to the swim coach. Later, the wrestling coach said no when it came to weightlifting. He didn't listen to that either. He listened to his own internal motivator, whatever it was. He listened to the person inside his head, and that person knew what was really going on and what was best.
Interestingly enough, Thomas Whittingham, who is listening to the show live, just sent me a link to Henry Wittenberg's champion wrestler dies at 91 in March of 2010.
In the New York Times,
yes.
Great article. And I have at least one reader who was a wrestler when he was young, and he actually trained with Henry Wittenberg when Wittenberg was older. And he said, even when he was up there age-wise, you didn't want to get on the mat with him because he was one seriously strong, seriously powerful man.
So he was a politically incorrect strong man even into later life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And proud of it, I bet, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, and he lived, 91?
Yeah, God bless
him. Yeah.
Longevity. Longevity. Mm-hmm. So, in summary, you can be motivated by the memes on Facebook or even an interview like this. It could recharge and rededicate you to your goals, but you must be inspired by yourself. You must be inspired by the fire in yourself. You must be inspired by the belief somewhere, no matter how small it is, in yourself, that you would not have chosen this goal had you somewhere in you known that you can achieve it. And you must use that inspiration to navigate around the obstacles in life, whether they be people or circumstances, to reach your goal. But it starts within you. And avoid the hype, avoid the lies, avoid the messages that are designed to part you from your dollars, and stick with something that is based in the foundation of truth. The weights don't lie. The strength comes, and it is not easily lost once it comes. Stick with the message of physical culture above all else. It will not only serve you in the gym, but it will serve you in life. And you know what? There's no supplement you can buy. There's no, video that can teach you to live a life of physical culture. There are things that you can buy that will teach you the steps of being stronger, improving strength. But that is not what the core of physical culture is. Physical culture comes from within, just like inspiration. It is the desire, the need, the palpable need to train your body, push your body, and change your body. And you can't get that from a book. You can learn how to do that from a book, but that has to come from within. So, at the end of this episode of Physical Culture Radio with my co-host Brooks Kubik, on my 57th birthday, I say, do not go quietly, but rail against any obstacle that stands in your way, including negative self-talk. Rail against it, because somewhere inside you lies the spark that will make you a champion. That's it. And believe that. You want to wrap it up, Brooks?
I want to wrap it up by saying happy birthday. And Carl, if you had a birthday every week and brought this kind of birthday power to the show, it would be off the charts.
You have been
inspired and motivated today, my friend.
I didn't come on with that intention. It just, when we were talking about this, some of these things just show themselves to you. They reveal as we're talking, it unfolds. It's a very organic process. We do not rehearse. We rehearse zero. Nothing is edited. This show goes on the podcast just the way it comes out of our mouths and minds. But it's a very organic process when I start talking about it. And it's because I love the physical culture lifestyle. I live the physical culture lifestyle. I will die the physical culture lifestyle. I love it. That's it. Hey, Brooks, thanks a lot. And next week's show, we're going to be followed by Randy Roach and Pete Grimkowski, who is reviving the Mr. America competition in the United States.
That ought to be a terrific 1-2 punch, and I hope everyone is looking forward to it, and I hope everyone catches it. And Carl, thanks for having me on the show, as always, and I am expecting you to do 57 reps on everything in your next workout.
Oh,
at the birthday
I better start really light then if you want me to do that. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Brooks.
Take care.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the effects of bisphenol A. Could they be causing bad parenting behavior? Wow. We'll be right back.
Tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This next discussion is really, really cool. Really interesting, I can tell you that. Could BPA exposure be causing bad parenting behavior? We're joined by Sarah Johnson and Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm fine. How are you?
And Dr. Rosenfeld?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. Thank you for joining us today. This is really an important discussion, and quite frankly, it's a discussion that Elisa Profumo and I have been having now for a couple months, and we're actually scheduling several other radio shows in the vein of this discussion. So first of all, what question were you trying to answer with this most recent research? Whoever wants to answer that question, please feel free to.
Okay. All right, well, this is Dr. Rosenfeld. So we started these studies really to figure out if, you know, bisphenol A was having effects on, you know, the programming of the brain. And we had shown previously that it could actually lead to learning and memory deficiencies and other behavioral deficits as well. So this, by using this unusual animal model called the California mouse, we were able to answer the question whether it could disrupt parenting behavior. And not just maternal behavior, but paternal behavior. Because in this species, just like in humans, they are monogamous and they are biparental, which, again, most lab mice and rats are not biparental. So there had been previous studies looking at maternal behavior effects, and they can clearly show that bisphenol A and related chemicals can induce disruptions in these maternal behaviors. But nobody to date had looked at how paternal behaviors could be affected, and also what would happen if her partner was exposed to these chemicals. Would she adjust her parental care accordingly?
Well, so let's talk about the previous research, just kind of set the stage. Could just talk about the previous research where bisphenol A affected the maternal behavior, please.
Sure. So the previous studies, again, were done in mainly like laboratory mice and rats. And this it goes back to, like, you know, some of the work was done in the 90s, some in the early 2000s. But what they did was they basically showed that if they were developmentally exposed or even acutely exposed, so I mean that they were directly exposed to the chemical, it would cause them to nurse their pups less. They would spend less time in the nest, less time grooming their pups. And this is pretty significant because the early parental care we receive can have long-standing effects in our cognition and other responses.
Okay, now let's talk about this research, and we'll go to Sarah for this, since you were the lead author on this. So in this research, what exactly did you do? How was the study designed? And then we'll talk about the outcome.
Yeah, so for this experiment, we used these special cages called phenotyper cages. They're made by the company Noldis. And we put different pairs in each cage. We put a male and a female, and they had different exposures. So we had some that were just controls that didn't have any exposure at all. And we had some that, let's say both of them were exposed to BPA in utero, so they had never eaten the actual BPA, but their parents had. We had where both of them, both the male and the female, were exposed to that. And then some where only the male was exposed and his partner was a control. And then some where the female was exposed and the male partner was not exposed. And then we also tested this with ethinyl estradiol, which is the primary hormone found in birth control.
Right.
And the same thing where some were exposed, both the male and the female, and some were exposed just the male and then some just the female. And we recorded them for an hour each time, and we recorded for them for three different time periods, one at 1 a.m., one at 8:30 a.m., and one at 1 p.m. to see kind of what the different responses were, the behavior responses were at different time points in the day, since they are mostly active during the night.
Right.
And then we did that from 2 days before the pups were born to 5 days after the pups were born. And then we then took those videos and we hand-coded them using a different program. And so we had special codes for nursing, special codes for jumping, grooming partner, grooming pups, things like that. And then we took all the data and we analyzed it to see if there were differences between time points and between the different
diets.
Now, this is really interesting because one of the questions that I had was sort of like a transgenerational epigenetic effect. So you did actually expose the mouse fetuses to BPA in one of these groups, and obviously those gave birth to both male and female mice, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about your findings. So let's start with the obviously the control group we'll talk about later, because I'm assuming the control group, they were nursing and grooming and caring for their pups appropriately, both the male and the female parent partners, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
So, in fact, Sarah and I had published previously, in fact, just because one thing we wanted to do beforehand was just to get an idea of what are the normal behavioral patterns for these species. So we actually had a prior publication where we just looked at their normal parental behaviors, again, not exposed to BPA or ethinostrol, and just kind of get some reference point, essentially. But we also had a control group in this one as well. And correct, you're correct. So essentially what happens is, you know, shortly after birth, the female, what she generally does, if they're controls, she chases the male. He's not allowed in the nest. We never quite understand that, but she gets very aggressive to him. But then, you know, after that time point, after the first 24 hours, he then, you know, comes in, and he's very tender with her. I mean, the pups, he'll groom them. He'll huddle over them. And it's thought that that's needed in this particular species because they actually cannot regulate their own body temperature until about day 13 after birth. So that's why it's presumed that one of the benefits of having both parents there is they can kind of provide warmth and, you know, just and help in terms of just taking care of the pups.
Sure, like when one has to leave the nest, the other one takes over that duty then.
Exactly. So that's one of the things and why that people think that this behavior has evolved in this particular species and related rodents as well. There are some vole species where we see biparental care as well. But that's what the normal would be. It's like I said, that, you know, you do see that there's, you know, equal sharing of responsibilities. Obviously, the female, though, is the only one who really can provide nourishment, but the male does provide an important role, other parental roles.
Now, before we talk about the fetuses that were exposed to BPA, I want to save that for last because that's really intriguing to me. Let's talk about the male that was exposed to BPA. We know that the female's exposed to BPA from your previous research. Nursed less, left the nest more frequently, and basically this is kind of a neglected baby at that point in time. What about when the males were exposed to BPA but the females were not? Did this have any effect on the parenting behavior?
Yes, so essentially, what happened was, so if let's say the female was a control but her partner was exposed during in utero period to BPA, somehow, we don't know how she actually does it, but she can actually sense the compromised state of her partner, and she will reduce her parental care relative if, like, let's say she was paired with a control, a male. So that's really important, and again, there is actually other instances where this has been reported in several bird species where there seem to be able to sense, like, somehow the compromised state of the male. So this is not unique, but again, it suggests the female can actually sense, and she's not going to provide as much, you know, parental care that costs energy.
That's really interesting because, I mean, I would have thought that she would have super compensated for the lack of the male, but that tends to make me think that the bond between the male and the female is stronger than the female's bond with the babies because she's going to mimic his behavior as opposed to compensating for the lack of parental involvement that he's giving and take better care of the babies.
Yeah, so that is what we are seeing. She doesn't make up for his lack of parenting care. She just kind of goes along with it and gives kind of the same, you know, effort that he's putting in.
Yeah, so she's going to go out to the club tonight. If he's going out to the club tonight, she's going too. We're going to just call a babysitter. It's not like, well, go ahead, you go out to the club and I'll stay here and take care of the kids, right? And we see that, but you know, I'm being facetious, but it's accurate. We see that in humans too, right? Like, you know, why do you get to have all the fun? Just because I'm the mom, I'm going too.
Perhaps in some.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a commercial break. I've got lots of questions, and this is really interesting because I also want to say, and please correct me, We're talking about bisphenol A, but we have lots of endocrine disruptors in our environment today. Between xenoestrogens, we even have xenoandrogens and phthalates. We have things that block the uptake and affinity to receptors. But we are living in a world of endocrine disruptors. So one would assume that while your research is on bisphenol A, that with some modicum of confidence, this is probably true about a lot of endocrine disruptors in the environment.
We have every reason to believe that. And again, the very fact, like you mentioned, one of the other important ones out there is ethanolestradiol. Like Sarah said, that's in the birth control pills. And the problem with that is it's actually getting out when we urinate, it actually can accumulate
yes.
then in the water sources as well. And we saw similar effects with ethanolestradiol. So we have every reason to believe it's not just limited to these two chemicals. It's probably going to be other chemicals. And there certainly is cause for concern.
And we
need to study these other ones too.
I love this. This is a real wake-up call, in my opinion. Let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery, the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs.
You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sarah Johnson and Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld about the effects of BPA really on the brain and how that affects parental behavior, caring for children. This is a really important discussion because we live in a soup of endocrine disruptors today. They spray it on our foods. They add them to foods, even some foods that we know have phytoestrogens in them, and then we just assume, oh, this is manna from heaven. This is good for us. We need to start rethinking the types of molecules that mimic sex steroids and hormones and the effect that they have on our bodies. And this is really an important discussion because what's more important than your offspring? You know, if you're already a big person, then there may not be that great of a threat about how you may compromise yourself, but the brain of your child, while it's forming in your uterus, is an important aspect of being a parent. So let's go to the transgenerational epigenetic effects for a second. So when we look at mothers who are exposed to BPA or the estradiol form that's used in birth control pills, while this fetus is forming, do we see changes in the behavior of the offspring, both male and female offspring?
Yeah, so that's essentially what we're, you know, like what we've been kind of dealing with more so is the ones that have been, you know, exposed during development to this. I mean, and that's, again, a very critical window of exposure because, like you said, the brain is forming, and we know that these sex hormones, they normally will program the brain responses. But these endocrine disruptors, they can act like they are normal hormones, but they're not regulated. Again, there's no homeostatic mechanism. So they just are going to basically run amok in the system. The other thing, you know, and you mentioned transgenerational effects, and this is what the biggest concern is, because when the mother is exposed, or even she has, you know, she's carrying that offspring, but also at the same time, that offspring's germ cells,
yes,
that are going to give rise to the next generation, are being simultaneously exposed to those chemicals as well.
And they're being encoded, and they're going to, that's the transgenerational effect of it.
That's correct. So that's where we get into real problems, because even if we were to today say, okay, that's it, we're going to remove bisphenol A, no more bisphenol A or any of these other environmental chemicals, they have already built up in the environment. They don't break down easily. And we've already exposed, you know, several generations. And the thing is, it's almost, you know, it's unethical to start, you know, deliberately trying to expose humans. And we'd have to do almost take it out 50 years just to be able to see the effects in grand offspring.
Right.
But we actually did that experiment inadvertently. From 1940s to about the 70s, we were deliberately exposing women to this another environmental chemical, but they can act similar to BPA, and that's DES, or otherwise called diethylstilbestrol.
Yes.
And it was given to women under the mistaken notion that prevented miscarriage.
Yes.
And it induced, the problem was that her children, the sons and daughters, have, you know, we now know that they've gotten many of these cancers of the reproductive system, both in males and females. They get breast cancer. They can get prostate cancer. But we now know because their offspring, which are essentially the granddaughters and the grandsons of these original women, they are, we are seeing the same types of cancers in their grand offspring, and they were never directly exposed other than through their germ, you know, their germ cells that gave rise to them.
And we actually did that show a couple, I want to say it was either 2013 or beginning of 2014, the transgenerational effects of DES. And we've done other shows about the transgenerational effects of certain pesticides that have now been banned, but it's too late because those germ cells have been imprinted and the offspring will carry that imprint. And we don't know how. I think the DES study, they actually looked 8 generations out and they still saw those changes in the rodent models.
There has been work with, in rodent models looking at DES. And what's clear is that the same effects that we've seen in the rodents are being seen in the humans. Now, we don't have enough studies out, obviously, in humans because, again, we're only up to grand offspring, but we just don't know where it's going to end at this point. And the problem is, again, like with, you know, these environmental chemicals, we already know in lab animal studies that we can get similar transgenerational effects. So, you know, it is quite alarming at this point, you know, and from our purposes, again, like we're just concerned, and we've already looked, you know, at the F1 generation, again, the ones who are development exposed. But our next one will be to look at, like, parenting responses in the F2s because, again, they're also getting less parental care, so the effects can get propagated, and we could be making it, you know, it could be getting worse through diminished parental care, transgenerational effects. All these could be additive.
What about the actual trimesters of exposure? So, for instance, no woman would purposely take a birth control pill knowing that she was pregnant, but it's very possible that she was on birth control when she conceived. This happens often. And she may have been taking her birth control for a period of time, which may disrupt when her cycle and when she gets a period. So she may not realize until later into the pregnancy that she's actually pregnant. Is the fetus already compromised in the first trimester?
It's possible. I mean, you know, again, the brain development can extend, you know, for a long window in humans. In fact, it's even longer, though, in rodents. So that's why actually we have to continue our exposure in a lot of cases to postnatal because that period lines up to about the third trimester in humans. But you are correct. I mean, because the problem is when she, let's say she was, you know, she's still taking the birth control, she's got already the what we call the inner cell mass. The cells are going to give rise to the rest of the fetus's tissues, have been exposed, and they're just going to keep dividing. They'll get differentiate. But, again, they could already be programmed to go a different route because of that early exposure. And that's why there's a lot of interest in looking at what we call the pre-implantation embryos, these early embryos, and what effects they might be having on it just for that reason.
We have to take another commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, is there any parallel to what we are seeing in society today of what we're seeing in your research? This is so interesting and at the same time so disheartening because there are so many environmental toxins out there that resemble hormones. And, I mean, this is sad to me. This is very sad. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I am so sad right now. I cannot tell you how sad I am. I'm being sincere right now. We're talking with Sarah Johnson and Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld about a really important subject. And that is that the BPA exposure could not only be causing bad parenting behavior, but having the baby forming in your body exposed to BPA or really any other endocrine disrupting chemical, which, you know, you can't spit without hitting something that has an endocrine disruptor in it that we are consuming or being in contact with on a daily basis, is altering the brain of that little baby. And this is are the two of you as sad as I am right now? I mean, I know that you have to remain at arm's length, scientific discourse, does not have dogma, does not have agenda, just looking for answers. But are you as sad, either of you, Sarah, are you as sad as I am right now understanding this?
It certainly is very frustrating and disheartening that, you know, these chemicals are out there and we know that we, you know, our government has the ability to regulate it and they're just not. They're choosing not to regulate it. They're choosing to not look at the effects of it. It's something that is preventable if the companies stop using these chemicals, but that's just not going to happen with the current way that the government is looking at these chemicals.
I know, and I'm going to keep you guys at arm's length from some of the things that I usually say about the Food and Drug Administration and not taint this interview, but trust me, we know that that's what's happening. Okay, so whoever wants to answer this, do we see any trends in human populations that spark an interest in this kind of research?
So yeah, there has been a study that did show that there could be behavioral problems in children as a result of the different exposures to these chemicals. There's one study that looked at the amount of the chemicals in the mother's urine, and then was able to correlate that with altered behavior in the children and their cognition, anxiety, aggression levels. And you have to wonder, is that because of the altered parental care that the adults gave, or is that because of the transgenerational effects within the children themselves?
Or both. Is it they're being exposed in the womb and then they continue to be exposed after they're born, and that just kind of solidifies, it locks it in.
Exactly.
So when we talk about behavior, Dr. Rosenfeld, we're really talking about the circuitry of the brain, are we not? And obviously the neural hormones that act on the circuitry of the brain.
That's correct. So we have receptors, various brain regions. Again, not to get too scientific, but we have specific ones, especially for like what we call social sexual behavior, and that's where parenthood come in. And that area is called the hypothalamus.
And that's where I'm going with this, because I want to take you someplace with this, but that's what I was looking for. And you can get as technical with this audience as possible, because like you're speaking to university students, because this is a really intelligent audience that listens to this show.
Great. Okay. So the thing about the hypothalamus, it's very conserved across species. I mean, again, in terms of like how the hormones will program it, and then we need that later surge of these hormones when you get up to sexual maturity to then really solidify those behaviors. So again, whether it's a rodent or a human, it's the same thing's going to happen. And for that reason, that's where the biggest cause for concern is, because, okay, well, you might ask that question, do our studies relate and possibly indicate what might be happening in human populations? And because of those similarities of how the same brain regions are controlled, how they themselves are governed, that's why we can say that our studies might have potential cause for concern that similar behaviors are being affected in humans, and we need to start looking at this.
Okay, so this is not something we had planned on talking about. I don't want you to answer this, but I just want to throw something out to my audience. There's been a discussion that I've been having with Elisa Profumo, who is the co-host of Casual Friday, that's been going on for the past few months. With the acceptance, and rightfully so, of the LGBT movement in this country, those within that community say, look, we're born this way, and I tend to believe them. I don't think that this is a choice. And so I started doing some early research on the hypothalamus and the stria terminalis neurons and how hormones affect, while a baby's brain is forming, sexual preference and sexual orientation. And then how those connections, if you will, are then amplified as a child goes through puberty and the introduction of sex hormones come back into the picture. We see personality changes in people when they go through puberty. In fact, children who develop schizophrenia typically don't develop full-blown schizophrenia until they start to go through puberty. We see this on the other side of the hill too, as people start to go through andropause and menopause. Many times partners will say, my God, it's a different person we're dealing with. So these sex hormones have an amazing effect on the brain. Dr. Eric Braverman has written fantastic papers on estrogen dominant brains, androgen dominant brains. So when we talk about these endocrine disruptors, what I want my audience to think about for a minute for a future show that we're going to be doing is these endocrine disruptors could also affect sexual preference or a confused sexual preference in a developing brain. Now, I'm not asking either of you to respond to that statement. That is my statement. But if you feel compelled to say anything about the hypothalamus, sexual preference, and endocrine, and obviously, we're talking about hormone specificity here. We're talking about things that look like estrogen. We're talking about things that look like testosterone and androgens as well.
I'll take it on a little bit, but I don't want to get too far. But there can be a disconnect between the sexual programming in the brain and the gonad itself. I mean, I'm also a veterinarian, and we even see that in animals as well, where conditions in cattle called free martinism, like, again, if they were exposed during a certain window of time to, estrogen or testosterone, they could act different. They could act like a male or a female even though they don't possess the corresponding gonad. So, yes, I mean, there certainly could be. And you know, another thing, like you bring up, we already know that a lot of these chemicals can actually induce early puberty.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, there's every reason to believe that these, you know, by adjusting and, you know, having these moderate changes in the sex hormones, we could be getting effects on later ones. And we actually did a study that looked at mate preference in the deer mite, and there's another species called the deer mice. And what happened was if the males were exposed to these chemicals during development, the females also rejected them as potential partners. She did not perceive them as a fit partner. Now, this is quite similar to another study where that was done where they developmentally exposed them to an antiandrogen, the ancestors to an antiandrogen, and the female selected against the descendants that was, whose grandparents were exposed to that to this antiandrogenic chemical, vanclisolin.
And I'll tell you what's an antiandrogen that's in our population right now, and that's phthalates in plastics and flexible plastics and plastic wrap. We are being exposed to phthalates, and also phthalates are also used to encapsulate fragrance. You could be spraying cologne on that is loaded with phthalates. It's being absorbed right into your body.
Yep.
I want to speak to the large animal thing just for a second, because I spent 5 years on the backstretch when I was a young man on the racetrack. And one of the common things to do to a female horse was to, especially when it was a horse that was of a certain age where she was only worth anything if she could win some races, they would give horses, female horses, equipoise, which is a testosterone derivative.
Mm-hmm.
It's mildly androgenic and anabolic. But nonetheless, they would give these female horses equipoise. And I know, because as a hot walker, as a kid, you know, the groom would say, look, she's jacked up, so be careful. What that meant was that the vet just came by and gave her a shot of equipoise. Female horses would try to mount other horses like a male.
Yep. That's very typical when you get that hyperandrogenism. I mean, we see that as well. I mean, you know, that this can happen in other species, again, because of, you know, like if the ovary starts producing too much androgen, same thing, they can get very aggressive. Same thing can happen in males as well for some reason, let's say they produce. So, again, it has to be a certain balance, and that's what we're dependent on. You know, but the problem is our own body now is being hijacked, in a sense, with these environmental co-chemicals.
This is really, I can't help but say this is really sad. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I just want to ask you a couple more questions about responses you are getting from outside colleagues as well as industries about this research and what you hope both clinician and lay people take away from this research. This is really important stuff. We always do shows that cover really important topics, but I would say this is a 9 of 10 when we talk about the importance of this discussion. And whether or not you can actually shield yourself from these types of chemicals and toxins is I don't know that you can anymore. And we can thank, unfortunately, the Food and Drug Administration with their attitude of a little bit won't hurt you. I don't know what to say. You know, there's a lot of populations that thought they were too big to fail. They're gone. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com.
GetKarbolyn.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery, the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sarah Johnson and Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld about their recent paper showing that BPA could be causing bad parenting behavior and, more importantly, rewiring of the brain of the fetus inside that mother's womb. I mean, obviously, Sarah, the effects of BPA on the full-grown brain, they could be acute, right? I mean, we're talking about, just like the analogy I gave before about taking that female horse and shooting her full of equipoise and she starts to portray male behaviors. Once that drug, usually about 18 days, I think the pharmacodynamics of that was, once that drug wears off, she goes back to being the way she was. So the acute effects are not really the big issue here. It's the effects on the forming brain in the womb, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so are you guys getting any pushback from anywhere? This is really damning research. And I'm glad you chose BPA because there's already a push to eliminate BPA, but there's already discussions that what they're using instead is just as bad of an endocrine disruptor. And we also have so many other endocrine disruptors in our environment. Is there any pushback right now for the publishing of this research?
Well, we didn't, for this one, we didn't get as much. I think because, you know, there's been so much out there, you know, and it seems like you said, you know, bisphenol S, which has been the substitute, recently gained a lot of interest as well. So again, it's not clear if the substitute just is equally as bad in some cases. But what I will say is when we had one of our first papers in this area come out where we showed the effects on learning and memory deficits, we actually, our paper was published on, it was at 3 o'clock on that day, and by 11 o'clock that night, the American chemical industry had already issued a statement criticizing aspects of our paper. And the thing was, they said we had tested doses that were excessive and they were not related to human exposure. We've actually addressed that because we then went and got the, collected the serum, and we've done a full, what we call pharmacokinetic profile, and we can clearly show that the concentrations we're using are what's representative of what a woman would be exposed to who would, unknowingly if you know she was pregnant or if she, in a case if she was not pregnant. So we know that our concentrations are what we call environmentally relevant.
You know, there are billions and billions and billions of dollars at stake here. And those kind of billions and billions and billions of dollars buy favor from politicians through lobbyists to keep poisoning this population. It's not just this. We've done shows on, you know, well, I don't want to even get into that, but we've done other shows on other things in our environment that are causing disease states in humans, and they're not going away, and politicians aren't saying a word about it, and industry is moving on just like it was before, and everybody's acting like it's not going on. So it's up to you, and I've said this before. We don't need the government to do anything. You just need to vote with your dollars. You need to educate yourself. Being a human in today's environment, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. And being a human in today's environment means that you must be well-informed so that you can navigate around these types of things for you and your family. Because it is not going to change, and screaming to the government isn't going to make a difference. So forget about that. But be informed.
It's true. And the problem that, you know, one of the things that I, you know, in terms of your information available, if, like, let's say you went, somebody did a Google search on bisphenol A, the first page they pull up on there is called bisphenola.org, and it's actually was sponsored by the American chemical industry. So they you've got to be very careful and be, you know, find out what is the source of the information. Is this coming from... because, you know, some of this where it looks just like it's probably, like, scientific and it's maybe some, it's not. It's actually, again, it's sponsored by the American chemical industry. And I think at the very bottom they have some information, like they have some effect, but it, again, it's very small, fine print. Your point about also voting with your dollar is a very important one, too, because there are those. I do have to say that, you know, while, yes, many of the politicians are, you know, in the pocket, essentially, of, like, lobbyists like that, there are ones that stood up. And one of those individuals I have to give a shout-out to is really
Please.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, because she came out and she said, we need to start regulating these. And this is not just based on, you know, data. She said under the precautionary principle, because, you know, we know it's helpful if you've got a seatbelt on, we're going to save lives. Well, why not remove things that probably are bad and be able to save lives that way? Because to me, that's the way we should be thinking about it, is to be regulating. We should not have to be going to excessive, you know, levels, exposing all these generations and saying, okay, yes, things are bad. We should be coming and say, wait a minute, how can we promote human health? And the way, one way to do that is to limit and even perhaps ban some of these chemicals.
Well, chemical exposure in general. I have a book from the late 1800s called Fortunes in Formulas, and it was in the 1800s that we started to embrace chemicals. And we have been on the wrong path ever since that. And the reality is that we need to limit chemical exposure in general, because maybe a small percentage of chemicals are harmless, innocuous, and actually beneficial. but the large majority of chemicals are damaging in one way or another to the human condition. The problem is, as I said before, we're talking about industries that make billions and billions and billions. Monsanto is at the helm of the food industry. They are a chemical company. There is something that just doesn't jive in my mind about that, okay? So we really need to start to wake up, and I used to be upset that more people didn't listen to the show, but now I know that there's a select group of critical thinkers who are looking for real information that is not driven by an agenda so that we can navigate around these kind of things. Limit your exposure to chemicals as much as possible. You'll be better off, because it may be 30 years from now before they find out something that we're using now is causing problems. It always comes out later on. So avoid chemical exposure as much as possible. It's a real simple thing, but it's not as easy to do if you're living a mainstream life. You're buying lots of foods that are already manufactured in boxes and freezer boxes at the grocery store. It takes a lot more work, but it's worth it. In my humble opinion, it's worth it. So what do you hope clinicians and lay people take away from your research, Sarah?
I think that it's just important to realize that there are chemicals that are naturally found in our bodies. And whenever you bring chemicals that aren't naturally found in our bodies into the body and they start mimicking, you know, the natural things that are there, you mess up the feedback loops that are innate in our bodies, and, you know, not just our bodies, but any animal. And once these feedback loops are disrupted, the effects are largely unknown and could be, you know, really destructive to our society.
Yeah, this is, I get so frustrated when I do shows like this, because I usually like to try to give the audience usable, actionable steps to avoid something or do something. But this is by and large, a ecological assault on human beings today. It really is.
And it's in the name
of money and selling chemicals. That's what it is.
Yeah, not only that, it's hard whenever you are out in this world and you are trying to be chemical conscious and trying to know what exactly you're putting in your body, because, you know, things like BPA, it's not on labels of everything. You see labels on water bottles that say BPA free. You don't see labels that say this has BPA, this has ethanol estradiol, this has BPS. You don't see those labels, and so it's hard to know exactly what is in each of these products that we're using, you know, and how, you know, the concentrations of these bad chemicals and various things like that. So it's really hard to be chemical conscious whenever the companies that are making these products aren't forthcoming with what they're putting in their products.
Yeah, and that was supposed to be the job of the Food and Drug Administration. They were supposed to be the firewall between industry and the population. They were supposed to be the ones that were asking these kind of questions and making manufacturers do things that were beneficial to the population that they are supposed to be serving and protecting. But they have not done anything remotely to what their job description should be. And they're a complete failure, in my opinion. They need to be disassembled and start from scratch. They have too many ties to industry. They make the majority of their money from industry, from the organizations and industries that they provide oversight to. That would be like, and I've given this analogy before, if the police officers in your city got their paycheck from the crack dealers, how quickly would they act to put the crack dealers out of business? They wouldn't act quickly at all. In fact, they would find ways to work with the crack dealers, but make it look like they were doing the right thing. And that is exactly what the FDA does today. All right, listen. I want to thank both of you for coming on the show. I want to thank both of you for having the courage to do this kind of research. And I applaud you. I applaud you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. All right, so that's it. We also want to thank Brooks Cubic for the first hour of Physical Culture Radio. Please go to brookscubic.com today. Go to amazon.com and search for his Kindle ebooks. Thank you to All American Pharmaceuticals, their product line, All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com. to learn more about their products. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be performing our episode of Casual Friday tomorrow. I'll see you then. Thanks for listening today.
There are a few...